This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper. The Super Bowl is now set after a nail-biter between the Chiefs and the Bills.
You can call it a whatever you want. Three Chief, a Chief Pete, whatever it is. They're about to head to New Orleans to explore the opportunity to reach a level that's never been seen before, Tony, in the history of the NFL. Chance at three consecutive Super Bowl titles.
Jim Nance on CBS. A field goal put Kansas City over the top to beat Buffalo 32-29. Eagles fans are also celebrating their team's 55-23 win over the Commanders.
It was great. You know, we scored 55 points in an NFC Championship game, one of the most ever. We locked it down on defense. They only scored 23. It was a great all-around game from the Eagles there.
The Super Bowl is in 2 weeks. Justin, the White House says Colombia has agreed to all of President Trump's terms, including unrestricted acceptance of deported migrants. Earlier, Trump threatened a 25% tariff increase on Colombia for blocking U.S. military jets carrying migrants to land. CBS's Camilo Montoyo Galvez has more.
This really underscores how the administration is really aggressively and quickly moving to accomplish this goal of not only overseeing the largest deportation operation in American history, but overseeing a sweeping crackdown on immigration. And now we know that they are willing to take unprecedented steps to accomplish it.
The White House says it'll hold the unsigned tariff increases in reserve. Vice President Vance talked about the crackdown by Immigration and Customs Enforcement during an interview on CBS's Face the Nation with Margaret Brennan.
We empowered law enforcement to enforce
but
the law everywhere to protect Americans.
That also has a chilling effect, arguably, to people to not send their kids to school.
I desperately hope it has a chilling effect
on
illegal immigrants.
The CBS interview was his first since taking office. A cargo ship is free after days stuck in the ice on Lake Erie.
The Manitoulin got stuck Wednesday after dropping off a load of wheat in Buffalo. A Coast Guard icebreaker worked to free the ship starting Thursday. Two other ships also assisted. They helped bring the Manitoulin through more than 20 miles of ice until it hit free water. 17 people were on board. They were unhurt and the ship was not damaged. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
The foreign aid pause ordered by Secretary of State Marco Rubio will cause a stoppage of funding for the president's emergency plan for AIDS relief, or PEPFAR. That could interrupt the provision of antiviral medications. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com.
I juggle a lot. And managing constipation with belly pain from my irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, with laxatives and fiber, isn't enough. My doctor recommended a way to get ahead of it. Then I said yes to Linzess.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LANZESS.
Ice race racing returns to Lake Superior in Wisconsin. Jeffrey McClure is with KBJR-TV.
After some pitiful winters, the Big Lakes ice sheet was finally thick enough to hold all the horsepower that was on the bay.
It's an amazing feeling coming back down to the Lake Superior Ice Festival. They do a great job putting this on.
The Midwest Ice Racing Association, better known as MIRA, was founded over 15 years ago to give motorheads a winter hobby.
It started out real small, and it's grown to be an iconic sport.
More than 100 racers came up for the weekend at the Great Lake to play with some of their favorite toys, which include quads, bikes, and side-by-sides, all here on Lake Superior for more than 50 races.
There's a day for everything. Tomorrow's a sweet one, National Chocolate Cake Day. If you head to Cracker Barrel, you can get a free slice of its double chocolate fudge Coca-Cola cake if you spend $10. Matt Piper, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Continued breezy tonight, a low around 20 degrees under clear skies. A few sprinkles possible Monday, quite windy. Winds gusting 25 to 35 and maybe even 45 miles per hour at times. High temperature, 45 degrees. A few sprinkles or flurries Monday night.
Right now, it's 22.
For walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
when the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof. With my baby's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk.
Out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk.
We'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk.
People walking about.
Under the boardwalk.
We'll be making love.
Under the boardwalk.
Boardwalk. From the park you hear the happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah. On a blanket with my baby.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking about.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be making love.
Under the boardwalk, boardwalk.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone. The halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing songs that voices never share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. Said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell. Echo. Silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls. Sounds of silence. Never mind, a girl could make me feel the way that you do.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
A king, a crown, a poet. even know me, I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show. If the answer is no,
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
Cherish is the word I used to describe. Someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Perish is a word that more than a one. To the hope in my heart each time I realize that I am not gonna be the one to share your dreams, that I am not gonna be the one to share your schemes, that I am not gonna be the one to share what seems to be the life that you could cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. Oh, I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they loved you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I use to describe all the feeling that I have writing here for you inside. I told you, you don't know
I'm
WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
myself some way.
No time left for-
ocean.